welcome to We the People. On the program today, can India and the United States still pull back from the brink? This after the controversy surrounding an Indian diplomat, Devyani Khobragade, accused of underpaying her domestic help in the United States of America, has led to an unprecedented squabble between India and America. On the program today, we'll be debating, is this an illustration of American arrogance and American hypocrisy, or is it a case of misplaced nationalism? The public narrative around this controversy has also come in for some scrutiny. Activists have pointed out that the media focus has been singularly on Devyani, and the Indian government has actually said there is only one victim, that's Devyani. But several activists in India and, of course, the prosecutor in the case in the United States of America, Preet Bharara, is asking, what about the rights of Sangeeta Richards, the domestic worker who worked for Devyani Khobragade and has alleged that she was being underpaid? On We the People, the question that we are asking, has India been appropriate, measured and proportionate in its response to this crisis? Let me start with Pawan Varma. I start with you because you've been a diplomat and you are a politician today. Apart from that, you've also been an author, so you wear many hats. But wearing your diplomat's hat, what exactly is the central point of India's defense? Because some of the issues have been getting muddled. Is it that we are saying that there may be a technical violation of a US law, but that does not justify strip searching someone, cavity searching them, handcuffing them, picking on an Indian in a way that you may not have picked on someone from Russia or China? Or is it that we are saying that Devyani is entirely innocent and she has broken no law? What is the core of the Indian defense?
Barka, to my mind, the core issue is not the legality of the dispute. Sangeeta Richards could be right, Devyani could be wrong, or vice versa.
You're allowing for that?
I'm allowing for that because Between nations on such matters, there can be a difference of opinion.
Yeah.
For me, the core issue is the manner in which a senior envoy of a friendly country was treated under the specious misinterpretation of what is an existence code regarding the treatment of diplomats. Be it the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Privileges or the Vienna Convention on Consular Privileges, the straight takeaway from these is that there has to be a restraint and decorum in dealing with the envoy of a country.
Yeah.
Devyani held a diplomatic passport. The manner in which she was arrested on the street, handcuffed, body searched, cavity searched, and put into a jail with ordinary criminals violates our sense of self-respect and is a sign, I say that because you asked the question, it is a sign of a certain arrogance of, unilateral arrogance of power. And a tipping point, I suppose, was reached with India in the blatancy in which it was enacted. Because we've had an ex-president searched, we've had ministers stopped and stripped, we've had serving ambassadors to the UN flashing their diplomatic cards who have been stopped and body searched. One of our problems is we haven't reacted sufficiently. And in this case, the manner in which it happened, I think, was the tipping point.
Okay, before I take this to Devyani's father, Uttam Khobragade, who's sitting next to me, you are saying you're not getting into the legality or the
illegality. Although I have a point of view there.
I'll come back to that. But at the moment, you are saying, let's put that aside. Let's right now not quibble over whether a law was broken or not. Even if a law was broken,
there are forums between two countries which have diplomatic relations where such issues can be resolved, and certainly not in the manner in which it was done now.
Uttamji, as Devyani's father, you have been arguing through the week on multiple channels, including this one, that your daughter did not break a law.
Absolutely, I'm with me. This is a deposition of the chief investigation officer. It is equivalent to our FIR in India.
Yeah.
This is the complaint.
Yeah.
See the complaint how.
Yeah.
The complaint say the deposition of Margaret, the lead investigator, page number 5, para 9, state that it was a visa application of witness 1, Sangeeta Richard.
Yeah.
It was not visa application Devyani. Preparer was Khobragade using her computer, but was signed and subscribed by witness 1. So the application of the visa was signed and subscribed by Sangeeta Richard, not by Devyani. Only Devyani's computer was used in Delhi, that too, not in USA and US Embassy. Let me complete this.
Okay.
Please give me time.
Okay.
Now I will go to US Embassy instruction. US Embassy website clearly state that for particular written in the visa application, the person who signed and submit the application is responsible and he is liable for prosecution under section 28 of the United States Code 1746, even if someone else assisted in preparing the visa. So, see, the person who signed and subscribed is the responsible, commit the act, not the person who prepared.
Okay.
Here, let me know, please, then I will not talk if you want.
Okay.
Here, the person who signed and subscribed is Sangeeta Richard. Only Devyani's computer was used. Now, I come to know what is the what they say. The visa application state that witness one to be paid rupees 4,000 per 4,500 per month in US dollar.
Yeah.
I don't know from where they got the figure. I got a copy of the visa application.
Yeah.
This is a dummy I generated. This dummy is a name of the employer, Devyani Khobragade. Second, US street address, CGI 3E64185.
Okay.
Let me complete. This is the very vital. How the this is a this bloody FIR is a forgery. Just to arrest
forgery
my daughter.
By who?
The US official.
Why would they want to do that?
I will tell you. I got a concrete evidence.
Okay.
US street. Now, name of the employer, Devyani Khobragade. US street address, US street address, city, New York. State, New York, zip code, dash, phone number, dash, enter monthly income. Now, whose monthly income this is?
Are saying it's your daughter's income.
Exactly.
That's what you have
and
been
they
saying.
Say falsely in the complaint that we have entered the Sangeeta's income.
So, can I understand what you're saying?
No,
once again, because we have to explain it to our viewers. You have papers to say that the visa contract showed the income, of Sangeeta.
Visa application. Visa contract cannot be charged.
Showed the income, not of Sangeeta Richards, but
where
of
the
Devyani Khobragade.
We have mentioned their Sangeeta's.
So,
such a blatantly false statement.
Why would the Americans want to do this to your daughter?
Reason, not only my daughter, reason is that. Last three years, the US ministry was asking US government about the payment made by the, here also, they asked that there is a complaint by Sangeeta Richard. Our government took a very legal stand and we are fighting for the government, not her. Our government said that look, she is a citizen of India, Devyani is a citizen of India, she is a deemed government servant, Sangeeta Richard is a deemed government servant. Devyani is a deemed government servant. So, this is a dispute regarding the two Indian citizens.
Okay.
And you are not getting it. And that too is regarding the agreement which was entered in Delhi, which was signed in Delhi, not in US consulate, in house of Devyani. And then, when we say that this is, so it has an exclusive jurisdiction by Indian
court.
Then, when we went to Delhi High Court, not they. That's it. There will be allegation. This is the payment we have made. This is the agreement.
So you Delhi are saying, you
Delhi
are
High
saying,
Court
were
said,
you meeting American minimum wage
absolutely.
Laws?
Absolutely.
Was your daughter meeting American minimum
absolutely.
Wage
absolutely.
Laws?
Absolutely. We have convinced the Delhi High Court and Delhi High Court gave an injunction. That was the real
money. Okay, I have to ask you one other thing. I have to ask you one other thing. You yesterday said Sangeeta Richards, according to you, is a CIA agent. What is the
basis? I didn't say. That was wrong. I didn't say.
This is how the media reported it.
No. If they have explained. It was Ramdas Adol who said. I was just standing nearby.
You don't support what he said.
No. It's not. Okay. On contrary, you get Hindustan Times. They have written clearly. Ramdas Adol said that he is on contrary. They asked me whether I said no. I am not supposed to comment on that.
Okay.
It is a political comment.
Okay. Gardiner Harris, now very passionate account from the father who is questioning the very premise of this case. Pavan Verma is saying, let's even assume that there is a technical variance, a technical difference in how you read the law, because the government of India is now saying Sangeeta Richards is actually covered by Indian law, not by US law, because she's a deemed employee of the government of India. The New York Times editorial board says that this is misplaced outrage. It says that this is an overwrought reaction. Why so? Because to the Americans, many would point out, Raymond Davis, who kills two people in Pakistan and gets immunity. They would point out the American diplomat who killed somebody in a car accident and left Kenya. And there will be many such examples. So if America wants this sort of immunity and this sort of protective cover for its own people, why get so upset when India wants the same for Devyani? We know the rules. Gardner Harris. Yeah.
Well, as the token American here, I'm perfectly ready to get fire from all sides.
And of course,
I cannot speak for the American government.
I think what is going on from the American side.
Look, I think you even tweeted this, Barker. The Indian government seemed to get less upset when the Pakistanis beheaded a soldier this past year.
Yeah.
The Indian government seemed to get less upset when the Chinese camped out for nearly 2 weeks in Kashmir earlier this year. It is been a shock to the United States. Let's say that her father is right in all respects,
yeah.
that everything the United States did
yeah.
from beginning to end was wrong. His daughter is a fairly minor consular officer. This relationship is an enormously important
to the Deputy Consul General.
He was in charge Consul General
okay.
on that day.
But okay, let him speak. We must hear other people.
A statement of the falsehood. That the arrest,
okay, sir,
he was in charge Consul General.
Sir, all, I think what he's trying to say is that is
no,
this...
No, see the arrogancy.
No, no, minor, come on. We must hear each other.
Minor, sir, you are in, sir.
Otamji, now we've heard you. We must allow everybody to speak. Please, Gardiner, complete your point.
Yeah. Anyway, from the American point of view, yeah. it seems...
India is a minor.
Sir, let him speak. Come
it
on.
It seems a huge reaction to what... In the United States, for instance, just the week before his daughter was arrested... 51 diplomats from Russia were arrested, charged with Medicaid fraud. They got on a plane, they left very quickly. These sorts of things, you know, New York City is crawling with diplomats.
So is it that you're saying it's not worth the relations being brought to this point? Or is it that you're saying that the New York Times believes that it's an overwrought reaction because it was about somebody breaking the law? And then I ask you again, that if it was about somebody breaking the law, what about Raymond Davis? What about the American diplomat? I think that's what a lot of people are feeling. They're saying, okay, we don't know, as Pavan just said, we don't know exactly what happened, but should she have been treated like this?
No, I think absolutely. The United States gets into trouble all the time. The Raymond Davis case is a classic one. Now,
yeah.
Raymond Davis went into jail in Pakistan. And
but then paid blood money and got out.
Absolutely. That's what one does with these diplomatic incidents. And I am not here to defend Raymond Davis. And, you know, the United States got into a very difficult situation there, tried as best they could to get out of it. I think similarly here... you know, I think in the Raymond Davis case, again, the United States tried to calm things down as much as possible. Certainly demand immunity. I think you waive immunity
yeah.
all over the place whenever you
yeah.
can. I'm not sure that Raymond Davis deserved immunity. I think that there were some real questions about it because of the relationship between the United States and Pakistan being so delicate.
So you're not defending Raymond Davis, but you're saying this is an overreaction for the stakes involved, in a sense.
Let's be clear what happened here. India immediately took the barriers away from the U.S. Embassy. From the American perspective, India seemed to be saying that we're going to make your diplomats less safe to keep our diplomats free to
okay, I want to get Pavan and Aftab into this. Quickly first on the point of you said you didn't want to really get into whether there's been a legal violation or not. Now, this is a maze of arguments because initially we started off by saying perhaps there's a variance where it's been happening for 2 decades. In other words, we were saying the government of India does kind of look the other way if visa information is falsified. Uttam Khobragade says to that, no, it wasn't. You're saying that's besides the point. And then I want to get Ambassador Aftab Seth into
very
it as
quickly,
well.
Barkha, yeah. I have a strong view on this.
Yeah.
And that is that this insistence on the United States to adjudicate what is essentially an eternal compact between an official passport holder and the embassy of
India.
You're
saying it's between Sangeeta and Devyani. It's not between India and America.
Indeed, she holds an official passport. This is a gratuitous, arbitrary intrusion in a matter, in a domain where the U.S. does not have a locus standi. How would the United States Embassy feel if periodically we checked whether their diplomats were getting a salary and having a nutritional diet as per Ayurvedic principles?
Is that in our law?
I'm trying to. Good point.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's a good point. You can draft any law. But was that law made in consultation and concurrence with India?
One minute, Uttamji.
For too long, we have complied with a unilateral imposition of a regimen which we should not have complied with.
But here's the question. I want to take this forward and then I'll come back to you, Uttamji. Aftab said the question is this. Diplomacy is the art of the possible. Diplomacy has to be invoked when things get bad. Because when things are good... I mean, you don't need the skills of diplomacy. I find this question raised by Gardiner an interesting question. That we've seen worse between India and America, and we have seen far worse than the frisking of an ex-president or the frisking of some ministers or whatever. We have seen the Americans cut a deal with David Headley. That's something that makes me more angry than anything I've seen between India and America. We did not have this kind of anger to the architect of the Mumbai attacks. So the question is, is this one case so important, so grave, so much of an insult to India that things should have come to this?
It is important because an incorrect differential is being made between a diplomat and a consular official. In our service, as in most services of the world, we diplomats serve in an embassy or in a branch of an embassy, which is a consulate.
Yeah.
In America, we have in Houston, we have in New York, San Francisco, Chicago. They all work under the umbrella of the embassy. Yeah. And they are all serving diplomats with diplomatic passports. All their domestic assistants, as Pavan Verma says, have official passports. They are therefore semi-government officials.
Okay.
They get free medical aid, they get board and lodging, and they get a salary which is commensurate with what they would...
But sir, the American laws since 2011 say that no deductions are permissible for food, lodging, travel. One minute. We have to be technically accurate.
Yes,
the American laws say that since 2011, deductions under food, lodging, travel are not allowed. The minimum wage is measured on the cash component alone.
That's the American law. These are Indian nationals working in diplomatic premises.
Okay.
They have no... The American law has no jurisdiction within diplomatic
premises. That's the point. Uttamji, comment and then I have to go to Jyoti.
The agreement was between two Indian citizens. The agreement was signed in Delhi. The place of work is PMI, Permanent Mission of India, deemed Indian territory.
Okay.
Now, two Indian citizens, place of work is Indian territory, so they want to lord sitting from there. So, it is an attack on our sovereignty. Baraka should be taken. It is nothing, not only intrusion, it is an attack on India's sovereignty. Tomorrow they will ask, what I am talking with my wife in my house? Are you going to allow that?
Okay, now that's a very angry father speaking, but the questions being asked here raise larger philosophical questions. At what point does a country decide that this is an attack? And I asked somebody this. They said it's not just about Devyani, it's that Devyani represented India. So her treat, how she was treated, is how India was treated. Till somebody else pointed out, I think Nirupama Rao said this on Twitter, that this is a tale of two Indian citizens, not just one. Come in there. What do you make of this extreme anger in the country today?
You know, I don't know if it's an anger in the country. It's certainly anger in the TV studios and the newspapers and naturally among the diplomatic community. It's a justified anger. But what is startling is the extent to which such serious sort of misdemeanors by the US in the past with India, not just the David Headley case, the fact that our government, everybody has been bugged systematically, just inside the country and outside. The fact that there is very clear evidence of biopiracy under the Indo-US Agricultural Knowledge Initiative.
Yeah.
And any number of reasons why we should be not just angry, outraged, but we should be taking very, very serious steps vis-a-vis
the
US.
So you're saying when there were bigger issues, we didn't react?
We don't react. Somehow national pride only comes up in the ability to exploit our own people. I mean, why is it India still hasn't ratified the Domestic Workers Convention? We still don't seem to see this as an issue of how we treat domestic workers, which is frankly appalling. We don't take this as an opportunity to highlight the conditions of domestic workers and to say, well, let's do something about our own world.
Uttamji's family would argue that they treated Sangeeta Richards well. There is no sign of mystery.
My point is not about that, because that is irrelevant. I'm saying we take particular incidents.
It's a little bizarre.
One minute. You must allow her to finish and then we'll come to you. Please make complete
point. No, the point is this, that we have seized this as an opportunity to expose the U.S. double standards. I fully agree with this.
Yeah,
I think
okay.
U.S. double standards are appalling. I'm sorry. They really are unbelievable and appalling. Having said that, shouldn't we also take this opportunity to highlight our own double standards vis-a-vis the rights of Indian citizens?
Okay.
Because Sangeeta Richard is also an Indian citizen.
Yes.
There is another case that was exposed in the Indian Express today about another diplomat who had apparently been seriously mistreating his servant. His domestic worker who had actually had to pay compensation which we paid for as taxpayers.
Yeah, it was settled out of court.
It's a terrible dilemma for the leftists, right?
It's a terrible dilemma for the leftists.
Because they don't particularly like the United States, but they want to protect domestic workers. And here the United States is actually protecting domestic workers.
It's not a dilemma at all. It's perfectly compatible.
Okay. Uttamji, Gardiner Harris wants to know, you have been quoting from Sangeeta Richards' diary to say that she was happy with you. He's asking, why do you have the diary?
No, it is her handwriting, not mine.
Yeah.
You send it to the handwriting expert.
Yeah. I don't have a handwriting expert here right now.
You read. Now you read what is that.
I don't know.
You read. Now 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 you read. In Manhattan, we gave a separate room to her. Manhattan, not a jhopdi, juggi. Upar do room hai, mera room alag hai, aur niche ka hai. Madam ki badi beti Amaya ka room mere hi saath hai. Aur ye puri family hi bahut achhi hai. Mujhe bilkul bhi nahi lagta ki main inki naukar hoon. Bacche mujhe tai kehte hain, Sangeeta tai kehte hain. Madam bhi bahut achhi hai, har samay hasti rehti hai. Sir bahut samajhdar hai. Baki had tak kaam ko sambhal lete hain, jisse mujhe kafi time mil jata hai. 14-15 दिन में हम फिर दूसरे होटल में रुके जिसका नाम था बेकमन होटल जो 49 थर्ड एवेन्यू उसे बहुत सुंदर सी बिल्डिंग दिखती थी 17-12 से हम नए घर में आए अभी रात को 10 बजे का 10 मिनट हो रहे हैं और मैं अब सोने जा रही हूँ दिस इज दैट शी वॉज परफेक्ट ऑन द डे शी रिहान लेट आई टॉक्ड ओवर फोन माई डॉटर वॉज नॉट इन द हाउस शी हैज गॉन ऑन द हॉलीडे शी सेड अंकल आप लोग इतने अच्छे हैं भगवान करे आपके जैसे डैडी सबको मिले बिकॉज वन डे हर चेक वॉज वन चेक आई वॉज पेइंग टू हर हस्बैंड अकाउंट इट वॉज रियलाइज लेट बिकॉज देर वॉज ए हॉलीडे फॉर टू डेज आई वेंट टू द बैंक The bank says, sir, it will take one more day. That man was saying, no, I need a money. Bank says, if you deposit the cash, immediately you will get. I removed from my pocket and water me, 10,000,
okay.
I deposited
okay,
the
okay,
cash.
Okay, sir. I'm from
a movement. I'm from American movement. The ill-treating of the people is not in our blood. Okay. I was fighting for the doctor okay. 30 years.
Okay.
Delhi, Adivasi of the Chandrapur, hail me as a messiah. I taught same culture to my daughter, which will never to
Dhamma. Ashok Malik, you have argued that this was pre-planned to some degree. Okay. That it was, you have called it a migration project for yes, Sangeeta Richards.
Okay.
I want to reverse the question because the question has to be reversed and it hasn't been reversed enough. Have we heard Sangeeta Richards' side of the story in this?
No, you obviously haven't.
I mean, we have
access to her.
Yeah, Ashok, go ahead. Sorry, I can't hear you. Go ahead, Ashok.
Please,
let me. Shouldn't it be obvious?
Let him just speak.
No, I said that is obvious to me yeah. from my assessment of the situation as a reporter. You may disagree.
Okay, but what do you base it on?
What I base it on is essentially the US is a great country. Could I start with the legal things first?
Yeah, okay.
I think this is a very important case if it does eventually go to court.
Okay.
Because the issues of, this is not an open and shut case from either side.
Okay.
The issues of jurisdiction, the issues of Section 47 of the Vienna Convention,
yeah.
and whether it applies to private staff of diplomatic employees. There are issues of whether Sangeeta Richard is, Devyani Khobragade or the Indian Deputy Consul General is liable for visa fraud or, more important, for labor law violation. If this does eventually go to court, and I think it will set a precedent for a lot of diplomats of a lot of countries.
Okay.
So in that sense, this is a very important and complex case.
Okay.
We shouldn't dismiss
okay.
it. Second, my assessment of the situation and of the whole series of events, the manner in which the State Department was either deliberately ignorant or negligent or in some cases perhaps connived. Some individuals may well have connived with Sangeeta Richards.
Why?
You see, she starts off by meeting the Indian Deputy Consul General. Let me clarify, I'm not defending Devyani Khobragade. I'm defending the Indian Deputy Consul General because I think she has a case worth defending.
Okay.
She first meets her with an immigration lawyer. Without going into trafficking at all. When that doesn't work out, when there's obviously some sort of a disagreement there, that next she goes to a trafficking, next she changes the story to trafficking.
Yeah.
So the first charge is not trafficking. Her first charge is straightforward immigration. And the manner in which her family is then evacuated, and I am given to understand evacuated in...
Before the arrest, there was
consultation with at least some officials in the U.S. Embassy,
yeah.
perhaps in a private capacity, almost certainly in private capacity, who encouraged or advised her that this was the best possible mechanism for all of them to get T-category visas and essentially move to the U.S.
Okay.
And she's not coming back.
Okay. Ananya Bhattacharya.
I have a lot of admiration for Sangeeta Richard. Very little sympathy.
You have admiration because?
She's gamed the system.
Okay. Ananya Bhattacharya, Sangeeta Richards has gamed the system. She went on her own terms. It was in a sense a way of becoming or moving towards American citizenship, starting with asylum. Yet activists like yourself and your colleagues have called this a case of trafficking. Isn't that, while we must highlight the rights of domestic workers, isn't that a gross overstatement because she did go willingly? She signed a contract willingly. She went on her own terms. She has chosen to stay back or leave their employment on her own terms. Ma'am.
The The visa that she got, which is the T visa, was actually won through another struggle where 600 Indian workers were trafficked to the United States to work on shipyards. Now, we can say that they also went on their own. The thing is that when somebody is very poor and is tempted to go abroad to have a better life, that initial acceptance to go abroad cannot be construed as a strong will. One has to look at the economic context and also look at the sort of the legal context within which this took place. So I don't think it is so easy, these things.
But where is the evidence of mistreatment? When you say that
even allegation, you have evidence.
Yeah. If we could just, sorry, Uttamji, what were you saying?
There was no even allegation of the mistreatment. You have the evidence.
So where is the evidence of the mistreatment? When you use a word as grave as trafficking and you say that she did not necessarily, this cannot be read as consent, because when you're poor, consent becomes a very loaded word. While I take that point in principle.
Barka, she's a 50-year-old lady with two grown-up children. She's not a child.
No.
Always going children.
No, labor trafficking is about adults.
What do you know about labor, ma'am? I have been fighting for them.
No, we must allow another point of view.
You are only air-conditioned people.
Uttamji, that's not fair. We must respect. We must be able to conduct. Uttamji, we must be. I understand your anger, but we must be able to conduct.
No, absolutely. I have work on the farm.
Okay, but she's entitled to her point of view. We must allow her to speak, sir, with due respect. I know you're angry. I know you're upset. Please complete your point, and I will say to you that to me it seems very disturbing to use words like trafficking, because this. While you can continue to argue about whether minimum wages were met or not,
Let us follow up.
Okay, two questions. One is mine, the other is his.
We can't make this so personal.
We can't make it personal. Uttamji,
no, they can't go on that.
No. We are debating a larger issue, sir.
Let her finish.
Please let her finish. Please, sorry.
Sangeeta Richards was given the T visa by the U.S. government, not by me. So she got the T visa as a victim of trafficking as the U.S. government saw fit.
Okay.
So I am not here to, who am I to say whether she was trafficked or not? No, we are looking at the conditions that have happened.
No, I'm only saying that Indian activist, as Pavan says, and Rakhi Sehgal, for example, on my show said, this is a case of trafficking. To which even a number of people who are concerned about Sangeeta Richards' plight and rights in this are saying, please don't use this word so lightly.
Well, the word trafficking, whether it has been proved in court or not is one issue. But if some activists are using the word, it is to show that somebody has been taken under false conditions. She was told that something would happen. She writes one document where, certain salary would be paid, certain hours would be worked, but in actuality, it didn't happen.
Okay, after so, upset, come in there.
May I just comment on that last point?
Do you want to add a sentence there, Aranya?
Yes, I do want to say that I kind of agree with Jayati Ghosh that it seems that in spite of a lot of imperialist activities that the United States may have done, it seems very easy for the Indian establishment to flex its muscles when it comes to the condition of domestic workers.
Okay, please.
May I say that if the salary being paid to her was 30,000 rupees,
yes.
Do you know what an Indian teacher in an American school earns here?
I don't.
90,000 rupees pre-tax. So she gets 70,000 in hand.
Okay.
Out of which she has to pay her rent and everything else.
Okay.
An American-based teacher gets three times that, plus airfare, plus other things.
Therefore, the point being.
These are wage differentials for an India-based, for a foreign-based official.
Okay.
An India-based servant has a certain wage structure.
Yeah.
An Indian teacher in an American school, you may say that it's discriminatory. She gets one third.
Why has there been, to both you and Pavan, and then I want to take it back to Jyoti, and then we have to take questions from the audience.
Related to my said, if you read day before yesterday, the mother, 87-year-old mother of Nirja Bhanot.
Yes.
The Indian air hostess on the Pan Am aircraft hijacked in Karachi in 1986 when I was Consul General.
Yes.
She saved American lives.
Yes.
Compensation for her and other Indians who died in that Pan Am terrorist activity have still not been settled, and those which have been settled have been way below what has been given to America.
But we are not going to angry about
that. Let's go back to the Civil War. I mean, there's a lot of things we can bring up between India and the United States. What's really going on here is that there is not a person probably in this audience who doesn't have a domestic worker working dawn to dusk, making at least less probably than 30,000 rupees. So for a lot of the top Indian people who look at this case, they say, I've got a domestic servant at home. They're working a lot like Sangeeta Richards. They're making 30,000.
I absolutely object to that. Government should certainly pass laws, but this government is alleging that if I believe Sangeeta Richards is wrong here, it's because I want to exploit someone working at home. That is not correct. That's very unfair.
Okay, let's bring Pavan in. No. And Gardiner, is there an assumption? Wasn't there a sweeping cultural assumption about everybody sitting here? Yep. You just decided sitting there that none of us treat our domestic helpers.
I'm sorry, but how are Mexican
immigrants treated? How are blacks in America treated?
Absolutely, you can go on.
United States,
you
tell me.
You're all speaking at the same time. Pavan first. Yes.
Barkha, first of all, I think it's a perfectly valid issue to raise that we should constantly review and reform the system under which we employ domestic staff and other forms of labor.
Okay.
That is an entirely valid
but
area.
But has this shone a light on a certain elitism in the narrative? I think we have to also take that question head on.
So therefore, if in this case, and I want to say this categorically, if in this case the roles were reversed and Sangeeta Richards, not holding a diplomatic passport even, was arrested in the manner she was on the basis of a suspicion, I would be to some extent outraged.
But what if you respond in the same way?
Can I answer that?
Yes.
The reason why India has responded in this way is, and Barkha, that is an important issue because that is the way in which nations conduct interaction. This diplomat was a diplomat. She represented herself and her country.
Yeah.
There is a manner of treatment.
Okay. Okay.
And therefore, there was a sense of
Jayati, please
don't be condescending as far as India.
Okay, Jayati, go ahead.
It does not appear in a good light.
I want to hear from Baby Haldar here and take questions. Jayati, please.
I completely agree that there is absolutely no room for condescension on the part of the U.S. And I'm completely outraged at the treatment meted out to Ms. Khobragade and so on and so forth. But for heaven's sake, why is there no outrage about the conditions of domestic workers, as you mentioned? Why has there why have we not ratified the ILO Convention on Domestic Workers? I haven't seen a TV show
why
on that.
Why haven't we passed the law?
That's what I'm saying. Why is the minimum wage law not applicable to domestic workers except in 4 states of the country where it is not enforced? Why are there no rules on minimum working hours of domestic workers?
And Mrs. Barkha, this is the third case in New York, right? Outraged on these matters because there is a complete lack of recognition
of domestic work as work in India.
We're all talking on behalf of domestic workers. Can we hear from somebody who has had an extraordinary life? Baby Haldar, sitting next to me, worked as a domestic worker with many abusive employers, and then finally one employer, Professor Kumar, whom she worked with, actually encouraged her to write a book about her own life. So she went from being a domestic help to becoming a literary star. She told her own story with the encouragement, by the way, and this reminds you that there are always shades of grey, that not all employers are terrible, monstrous people who mistreat their help. Baby Haldar ji, yahan pe bahut ladai chal raha hai. Pehle to aap hans rahi hain. Sab aap logon ke bare mein baatein kar rahe hain. Ek to case Devyani aur Sangeeta ka hai. Lekin jab काम आ जाती है आपकी अपनी जिंदगी में भी आपने बहुत कठिनाई देखी, बहुत से ऐसे एम्प्लॉयर्स भी देखे जो बहुत बदतमीजी की आपके साथ, लेकिन ऐसे भी लोग देखे जो जिनके साथ आप अभी काम करती हैं, जिन्होंने आपको कहा आप आके किताब लिखिए.
नहीं, आप यहाँ पे देवजानी के बारे में
पहले आप अपना बताइए.
मेरे साथ तो ऐसा कुछ हुआ नहीं, लेकिन
दूसरे के साथ ऐसा होता है तो मैं उसका मतलब फील कर सकती हूँ जो कैसे लगता है उनको. तो अगर ये संगीता के साथ जो हुआ है ये तो मैं तो उनको बहुत हिम्मत वाली औरत कहूंगी जो वो साहस दिखा
के. पर देवयानी जी के फादर यहाँ कहते हैं कि संगीता सच नहीं बोल रही, तो ये अब क्या करें? वो कहते हैं हम उनको बहुत अच्छी तरह से ट्रीट करते हैं.
ये तो होंगे, ये हमारे देश में ज्यादातर पावर दिखा जाता है. हमारे देश में भी इस तरह का प्रॉब्लम घरों में बहुत होते हैं.
आपको फेस करना पड़ा ऐसा प्रॉब्लम पहले जब आप छोटी सी थी?
नहीं, वो तो हमारा घर की बात है, हमारा मतलब मम्मी पापा की बात है. वो बचपन से ही मैं दूसरे का घर पे नहीं गई थी, शादी के बाद गई थी.
अच्छा.
तो मैं शादी के बाद जो हाँ होता है इस तरह का, लोगों के घर में जो काम करने जाते हैं लोग अच्छी तरह से बर्ताव नहीं करते बहुत सारे घरों में. और बहुत सारे घरों में जैसा हमें बेटी की तरह इज्जत दिया गया.
तो कुछ ऐसे घर जहाँ बेटी की तरह और कुछ ऐसे घर जहाँ बदतमीजी.
तो हमें दोनों तरह का घर मिला है. जो हम इधर आके भी हम उस तरह का काम शुरू किए हैं, जो पहले घर मुझे ऐसा भी मिला था जो मैं मेरे बच्चे के बारे में जो सोचती थी, जो मुझे बच्चे को स्कूल में देना है, पढ़ाई कराना है, तो इस तरह का लोग भी हमें मिला है. वो घर ऐसा था जो एक कान से सुनते थे दूसरे कान से निकाल देते थे. और जो बाद में जो ऐसा घर भी मिला है जो मुझे भी नया जिंदगी दिए है, बच्चों को भी बहुत अच्छा सोसाइटी मिला है.
तो दोनों ही होता है, दोनों ही होता है. उत्तम जी, आई एम स्टार्ट टेकिंग क्वेश्चंस, बट वन क्विक कमेंट फ्रॉम यू. योर पॉइंट ऑफ डिफेंस इज कि ये पूरा सरासर झूठ है, लेकिन मैं आपसे पूछना चाहूंगी अमेरिका ये क्यों करना चाहता है?
इसलिए करना चाहती है, मैं भी बता रहा
हूं. एंड क्वेश्चंस
अभी जैसे ये जेंटलमैन ने बताया ये तीसरा इंसिडेंट है
जी.
तो वहां एक गैंग है जो यहां से जाने के बाद, प्रभु दयाल केस, नाउ 60-year-old मैन, शी वर्क विथ हिम फॉर ए लॉन्ग टाइम, सडनली शी रन अवे. She was in other country working with him, no problem. When she goes to US, she suddenly run away, make a false charges of sexual harassment against her, an extra $75,000. Nina Malhotra. After she coming, somebody file a case. After she coming, there are photographs I have seen. She was smiling and all. Then she make a treatment and got the money, some $1.5 million.
Ashok is going to come in there. Ashok ji, okay, Ashok.
Now here, here was the case, because we have nothing to hide. The moment she went away, we went to the government. Look, she is run away. We are trying to look.
Why did you file a criminal case in the court?
I tell you why.
Why was that essential?
I will come, no. Then one day, we found from where she is, we go to the attorney office.
Yeah.
What does she say? Mujhe $10,000 de do, aur normal pass bed do, de do, normal passport, uska official pass, aur immigration assistant. We said we have no problem giving $10,000. We have absolutely no problem giving $10,000. But immigration assistant cannot be given. It is against the law.
Okay. Okay, Uttam, so we are running short of time. Ashok Malik, and I have to take questions then.
Okay.
Yes.
There are many Indians who treat their domestic staff well. There are many Indians who treat them badly.
Yes.
There are many IFS officers who treat their staff well.
Yeah.
There are many, I'm sure, who treat them badly.
Yes.
If a domestic staff is being exploited, the US allows the person the facilities, the privileges, the legal support to fight for justice.
Yeah.
The same ecosystem, legal ecosystem, also leaves open loopholes for someone who wants to migrate. We have to take into account that some of these cases may well be justified, but some may not.
Okay. I think that's a fair statement. Ananya, give me a second. One question.
No, my question is to his hypocrisy. He just read out her private diary. Did he have consent for it? Every time when it comes to poor people, why do we have this double standards? Do they get this help also in Hindi? She's definitely not educated in English. She was reading his diary in Hindi. How is she supposed to get help in the USA? Why did she run away and they were offering them 10,000 rupees? I think we...
Dollars.
Because she wanted... She had used the word... When we said you go back, एक बार भारत जाने के बाद अमेरिका वापस हो ही जा सकते. So, like as she wanted to use this false complaint to get permanent immigration in the US.
I think...
Okay, see, Ananya, one minute. One more question and then you can speak.
Ma'am, is it strange that we don't have anyone from the government here? But there are a few questions I would like to ask. Number one is, I read an article of Kingshuk Nag where he alleged that maybe Sangeeta was a CIA.
No, but that's already been addressed. Even the father is not saying that. So let's move on. I don't want to get into the speculative thing of who was a spy and who was not a spy, because... Even I could write a book on that. So that's really not the one.
Let me get to the mic.
Yeah. I just want to know the date of that diary, the date when she had written. Because in January, she had spoken to her husband as per the Outlook report. And it is only in June that she left the family.
Yeah.
And this was I just want to know the date of the.
Okay.
This was, it looks like somewhere in July when she was shipped. Before she ran away.
June.
She ran in June before
that. And it is in January that she made a complaint to her husband.
After 6 months.
Her husband in January, that is what the outlook is.
Yeah.
Okay, once again.
See, after 6 months after running away.
One minute. Let's focus on the larger points here.
The Indian, this reaction is being led by the politicians. And mind you, we're 6 months away from the general elections. This is why this whole reaction.
Okay.
This is what the U.S.
But you don't feel Devyani was humiliated?
No, I do feel she was humiliated. I feel that this should have been done for 9.5 years every time U.S. did wrong. But the government is waking up now and they're doing what they are because we are 6 months away from
it. Aftab, do you want to come in there?
Yes. One very important point. If a person is so difficult and is breaking the law to the extent that is alleged, there are many diplomatic methods of resolving it without letting it escalate. And the method that is used most often is to declare a person persona non grata. And that person then is withdrawn.
Okay, let's take
another question. To go and
but that's
the
Indian government that should have done
it. One second, give me a second.
No. It's the receiving state
the receiving
which has to say
the
European Union.
But I mean, let me just sort of. I lived in New York City. I had young children there. What happens is you go to these playgrounds, which I think Sanjita did a lot, probably. There's a lot of other nannies there. They start talking, and they say, well, what are you making, girl? And she says, well, I'm making $3 an hour. And four or five nannies come up and said, that's not right. You got to get this
right.
But then,
there might be an attempt at a better life. That doesn't make the employer the villain.
But this is not the U.S. government that is doing this. This is the U.S. attorney in Manhattan. That is not the State Department. I think there is a conflation of all of these various things in the U.S. government. And there is not a whole lot that the State Department can do.
One minute. I can barely hear anybody. Pavan first, then
Ananya. Very short point.
Yeah.
First of all, I believe that even if there was a legal issue, which Gardner has mentioned, on procedural and substantive issues, it's far from starkly clear as to who is right and who is wrong.
Okay.
Secondly,
on the point of technicality. Yes. Yeah.
Secondly, I think there is enough evidence to question the, in my view, partisan zeal of the attorney. I think there is enough reason and we should be fair to accept it.
Okay.
And if you are implying motivations, like for instance this gentleman said about elections in India, there are also allegations about his political ambition. So I don't think we should go there. I think I just want to make one quick last point.
Quickly.
We need to be sensitive about how we treat our domestic staff in India. But I do not necessarily want to begin to review our position on it by being witness to the shameless humiliation of my diplomat abroad.
Okay, Ananya, and then I have to take a question.
Yes, sir.
Just one small point.
I'll just say one point.
The business that this was done by the legal system of New York, not the State Department, the legal system in New York cannot move without the diplomat, without the State Department.
The order is not blind and
without the State Department.
While you were there, there were some things said about all these past instances that have happened with diplomats in the United States and why does it keep happening there. Let me be very clear because I know these cases quite well. There are innumerable stories of exploitation in the diplomatic community of domestic workers. It is very, very difficult for domestic workers to bring these issues to light, and it's very difficult for domestic workers' organizations to bring these issues
to
light.
Ma'am, I've got 2 minutes left. Can I just take an audience question?
No,
please.
I have to say one more point.
Okay.
Is that allegations are being made about Sangeeta Richards having committed conspiracy. But let me say that there are there are all kinds of corruption charges which employers may be facing. I don't think employers in this situation are without, I'm reading in the newspaper about the families about charges against the family, about various issues, but nobody talks about that. We are only talking about potential conspiracy by the domestic worker.
No, but now aren't you also,
collateral issues are not relevant in this matter. No, you can bring up collateral issues.
We are defending the Indian Deputy Consul General.
Okay, may I have 2 minutes left. Can I just take some audience questions? Yes.
My question was to Mr. Gardner. Sir, the New York Times in its previous editorial article stated that India's reaction was unworthy of a democracy. So I would just like to ask you, what was the reaction in US when their diplomat was rushed out of Kenya the very next day after he killed a man, leaving his pregnant wife as a widow along with his 3 sons without giving them any money for any funeral or any other financial help? Was that worthy of a democracy, sir? And would New York Times give a view on that?
Okay, Gardner, you've got
good
to
question. Gardner, good question. Think about it.
Good question for sure. Yes.
I'm not the opinion writer.
No.
That's a judge.
As a journalist,
you say I don't know.
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't think the United States. I don't think there was protests at the embassy for Kenya. I don't think that there were pizza joints that were attacked. I don't think that there was a huge outcry from a lot of top U.S. politicians about bad things.
But that's
happening.
Because he was pulled out. Because he was pulled out.
But I mean, I think that the
immunity was applied, and here India is saying that immunity should have been applied.
It may in the end be applied.
I'm
afraid I'm not going to.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Well, if American government holds its laws to be paramount, then so does the Indian government. American diplomats who are deployed here and are openly homosexual, then according to the barbaric Article 377, we should punish them as well?
Do you really think that?
I don't.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that, so I'm going to leave that there. Because 377, it's a pretty ridiculous law and we don't want it applied to anybody. But I think she makes an interesting technical point there, that if you were to cite, Gardner, if you were to cite just illegality of laws, then that is one. Tragically for India right now, but it is one.
We don't see wage and hour laws as terrible and as needing to be ignored. Wage and hour laws in the United States are a huge part
of
the
progressive
era.
But I think she just made the point that Indian government could be a lot more vindictive if it were to strictly invoke the law. All right.
I have my views.
Think about it, and think about it, and I'll come back to you. Because I've got just 2 minutes left here, so I can't.
Like Mr. Chris Gardner has said that Indian Indian government didn't bat an eye when soldiers mutilated by Pakistan army. So why bother now? Let the government, U.S. government, follow their protocols and let them do their investigation in this particular case.
Do you agree with that?
Yes, definitely. U.S. government has certain protocols. Let them follow them and let them investigate in this particular case.
One person.
If there's an accusation on Devyani Khobragade, there have been several on the U.S. government as well. Let's take all of them into consideration and have a fair consideration.
Okay, I have to end. Last word to you, Pavan Varma.
No, I believe, obviously, this is not an incident which should derail Indo-U.S. relations.
But isn't it derailed?
I don't believe so, Barkha. And this is an important point. Both countries have a great stake in seeing that this relationship grows. Both are democracies. But I think a certain point has been reached where India has protested the flagrant humiliation of a senior envoy from what it believes is a friendly country.
What about the point that Sangeeta Richards is also an Indian citizen? Where will you come in on that? That Sangeeta Richards is also an Indian citizen?
I come to you. I believe as much as this incident could be a reason for us to pursue more strongly our own behavior with domestics, equally must it be for the Americans to introspect on the hubris and arrogance of power in dealing with other countries.
Okay, this has to be the last audience question. Yeah.
Okay, so there's been a lot of views about whether it should be called trafficking or not. I have one very quick point to make, that we have to realize that Sangeeta Richards was not completely innocent in the entire matter, because you have to realize that her in-laws worked for US diplomats for the last 10 years. So she's not entirely ignorant to the entire situation as well.
Okay.
So we can't completely blame.
Ashok, one sentence.
I'd like to end with this. I think, in a sense, we are both overwrought democracies. In the 1950s, Gary Paz, a U.S. Air Force pilot, was arrested by the Soviet Union and put into a Soviet jail. The media in the U.S. went crazy. Gary Paz's father went around giving interviews and even writing letters to Nikita Khrushchev. Okay. He was as active as Mr. Khobragade is today. I think, in a sense, what unites India and the U.S. to end on a happy note, is that they're both overwrought democracies.
Okay, I, in my overwrought way, try to grab one
except
minute more.
India has no labor laws for domestic workers.
We should. I agree.
And we should. And we should.
Okay, question here.
Agreed, yeah. Conceded, but the not because an Indian diplomat is humiliated.
Pavan, 1 minute.
Yes,
one
but there seems to be Ananya. A lot of concern for the Indian diplomat.
Ananya.
Concern for the domestic
equally
workers.
Pavan, Ananya, I'm trying to get one more audience.
Equally.
No, sir,
we
it
need
is
to
not.
Introspect.
Can we listen to him, please? Yeah.
We need to introspect as to what do we define exploitation as. Yeah. Does it mean paid leave? Once in a year, does it? What is an expectation of the servants? Because my father was a career diplomat, and we lived in many countries, and we always took domestic servants with us. And the expectation of those people was basically that they'll get a higher salary. Plus, they also felt that they should get a chance to earn an extra income by working part-time. So our cook used to work in restaurants. He also used to work in an American diplomat's house.
Yeah.
Perhaps because they loved Indian food.
Right.
So, and thankfully his daughter was born in our house and she's got married recently.
Okay.
Now, the issue is that we need to see that from the perspective of the domestic help, that he expects not to be exploited only when his expectations are there, like getting leave. Some people give movie tickets. Some people used to allow them to.
But you know, but in India, they're not part of the organized sector.
The ILO convention has very clear norms.
Yeah,
we're just asking for the norms.
Laws is one thing, and the leather benefits are different. Movie tickets can be extra benefits, but there should be a set of laws that are basic. That domestic workers must.
Okay, I have to end.
I'll sum up everything with one sentence saying this East is East and West is West and the twain shall never meet.
Okay, I don't know if it's as bad as that. Pavan Varma, can we give you just one sentence to end?
No, I don't think it's such a big divide. I think there's much in common between both countries. But this is an issue on which both need to interest.
Well, I think as Ashok Malik said, we're both overwrought, opinionated democracies.
Absolutely.
And it isn't easy to create a consensus on anything either within or between the two countries. But if it's shone a light on the larger issue of domestic workers,
and the way America treats it,
and
diplomat.
America's double speak, both of those are issues that need to be addressed. We leave it there.
And
thank you very much to Uttam ji and everybody else.
The
thank you.
Diplomatic community outraged on spies.
Absolutely.
Why are you all saying...